last time we started discussing the sugya on Nefim, Baruch and Aleph, which talks about when a person is supposed to make the bracha of worship a sukkah, when he comes into the sukkah. We know that you have to make a bracha dafka before the mitzvah over lasiyasa. So the question is, what is the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah that we're making a bracha? The lashon of the Braisa and the Gemara and Dafne Vav is Nichnas Leishev Bo. Omer Asher Kedushav Mesvosav Itzivanu Leishev Asukah. So based on that lashon, the Rambam writes that Kol Zman Shenichnas Leishev Asukah, you have to make the bracha. It sounds from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah is the sitting in the Sukkah. And that's why the Rambam says that on the first night of Sukkot, one should make Kiddush while standing up, even though the Rambam is of the opinion that normally you should make the Kiddush sitting down. We discussed why, that either it's because of Kiddush Makom Suda, or because you have to be motzi other people. When it comes to Sukkot, the Rambam says that better to make Kiddush standing up, because you have to make the Bracha of Leishev Asukah before you do the mitzvah. Since the mitzvah is Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, the simple lashon of the Pasuk is that Yeshiva is the mitzvah Sukkah. So the Rambam says, to make it over Lasiyasa, Yadavka have to make Kiddush standing up, so that you'll be able to recite the Bracha of Leishev Asukah before the Yeshiva. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rosh is very troubled with this Rambam. The Rosh says that Avada, there's no Inyan Miyuchad in Yeshiva. Sitting in the Sukkah, that's not, we call it sitting in the Sukkah, but it's not that Yeshiva is the mitzvah of Sukkah. That doesn't really make sense, says the Rosh. Avada, the mitzvah is to stay in the Sukkah, to spend time in the Sukkah, to dwell in the Sukkah. So he asks, I don't understand the Rambam Shita. Rambam says that to make the Bracha Leishev Sukkah over Lasiyasa, you dafka have to make it before the Yeshiva. But why? According to the Rambam, Mistama, the Knisa L'Sukkah is a Kiyum Mitzvah of Sukkah. When you enter into the Sukkah, you're certainly Mekayim a Mitzvah. Says the Rosh, V'haraya, Teida L'cha. Could it be that the Rambam would say, if a person eats in the Sukkah while standing up, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah? But Dafke, if he sits in the Sukkah, then he has a Kiyum Mitzvah. If he eats in the Sukkah without sitting, he's not Mekayim a Mitzvah. Doesn't make any sense, claims the Rosh. So Mestama, even the Rambam would say that the Knisa L'Sukkah is the mitzvah. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Rambam say you make a Baruch of Leishev Sukkah before you enter into the Sukkah, before the Knisa? Why does he say Dafka before the Yeshiva? There's nothing special about Yeshiva. The Haraya says the Rosh, even the Rambam would admit that if a person eats while standing up in the Sukkah, Avadis Mekayim a mitzvah, and Mestama, you should make the Baruchah. So if you take the Rambam seriously, I mean, he says, Kol Zman Shenichnas Leishiva. The Rambam looks at the Lashon of the Gemara, and he basically cites the Lashon of the Gemara. So according to the Rambam, what should emerge is that you should have to make the Baruch of Leishiva Sukkah before the Knesset. Forget the Yeshiva, before the Knesset. Must be, says the Rosh, that we don't make a bracha before the Knesset. Even though, clearly, you will be Mekayim a mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah after you enter into the Sukkah. But what's the mitzvah, says the Rosh? The mitzvah avada is remaining in the Sukkah, spending time in the Sukkah. Basukas teishu means tis'akvu, that you should dwell in the Sukkah. Dwell in the Sukkah. So a person is certainly going to be mekayim the mitzvah after he's nichnas into the Sukkah and he spends time in the Sukkah, even without sitting down. Even without sitting down, says the Rosh, a person eats while standing up, a body is mekayim the mitzvah, because basukas teishu means yeshiva, to dwell, to remain, to tarry. That's the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, says the Rosh. So why don't we make a bracha stam when we spend time in the Sukkah? So let's see the Lashon of the Rosh. Why do we make a bracha dafka on the Achila? So he says like this, Vada kev in the mitzvah Sukkah hi Achila, the achila v'til in the varech hachashiyeshe of mikri shakir over lasiyosa. Since the mitzvah is the achila and the til, the spending time in the sukkah avada, it's over lasiyosa, even if you make the brocha after yeshiva. Kedisa v'yushalmi the brochas. Ha'osat tzitzis la'atzma omer ma'ashek rishon v'nisosu v'tzivanu la'asos tzitzis. Nisatev omer ma'ashek rishon v'nisosu v'tzivanu l'hisatev v'tzitzis. Alma avo b'shekfar nisatev mevarech. He says, clearly, it's still over lasiyosan if you make the bracha after the atifa. It's still over lasiyosan if you make the bracha after you've already sat down in the sukkah. Why? This is a mitzvah hanimshachas. We keep on coming back to this concept that if you have a mitzvah that has a continuation to it, so it's still considered overlasiyosa, and even after you've already begun the mitzvah. The chaynami besukkah says the Rosh, a mitzvah nimshachas kozman achila. Ubasukkos teishu perish tisakfu kmo vayeshvu ha'om bekodesh. The pasuk says vayeshvu ha'om bekodesh. That doesn't mean they sat in Kaddish, it means they stayed in Kaddish. The Leshe Basukah Hinanami Lehizake Basukah Avada, the Baruch Leshe Basukah doesn't mean to sit in the Sukkah, says the Rosh. It means to tarry, to spend time. Teshvu Ka'en Toduru, it's supposed to live in the Sukkah Ka'en Toduru. It doesn't mean you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah just like we live. We're supposed to live just like we live. Live in the Sukkah just like you live in the Bais. Yeshiva means Dira, that's what Teshvu Ka'en Toduru means. So why, Taka, do we make a Baruch of Leshe Basukah only before the Achila? The Rosh comes around and says, he quotes the Rabbi Nutam, the ikar kvius of a person in the sukkah is the achila. So that's why Chazal were masakein the bracha of leishma sukkah on eating. That's what the Rosh says. What does that mean, the ikar kvius? In terms of time, it's not the ikar. A person sleeps much more. And if he sleeps in the sukkah, he sleeps much more than he eats. Spending much more time in the sukkah and sleeping than eating. It means the kfiyus chashuva, the chashuva type of kfiyus is the achila. Sleeping, okay, a person sleeps, he has to sleep, but that doesn't define the ikar activity of a person. You wouldn't say, oh, he's a good sleeper. You know, like he sits, it's a chashuva. It's not a chashuva thing, sleeping. It's something that a person has to do. But eating, people make eating into something fancy, something special, something chashuva. They have a beautiful yom tov suda. They have guests over. It's a different. You know, no one has guests. I mean, you have a slumber party, but you know, it's not the same. Sleeping is not a davar choshev. I think that's what he means. The ikar kviyus of a person, where he defines his chashivus, is through eating, and that's why Chazal were mesaken that even though a vadi can be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah by spending time in the sukkah, even the knisa already. The knisa is the beginning of the spending time in the sukkah. Just entering the sukkah and learning in the sukkah. Look, there's some type of learning that's potter from the sukkah. If you learn bi'iyun, you're not really chayav to be in the sukkah, as we saw in the Gemara in the Chav Chesam Beis. Because it takes rochav hadas, you have to be able to concentrate, so you're really potter from sitting in the sukkah. But let's say you're doing the kis, spending time, you know, on sukkahs throughout Chol HaMoed, you have a big opportunity. You say a sukkah, 55 blot, you say to yourself, I'm going to do 10 blot a day, right? So, you know, you're spending time with the sukkah in the afternoon, 3 hours. You're going to be in the sukkah a long time. Havadim, what kind of mitzvah yeshiva be sukkah then? You're not eating anything, but you're still mekayim a mitzvah. Says the Rosh, but the minig is to make a bracha on the achila. Make a bracha on the achila, because that's the ikar kviyus of a person. But the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah is not the sitting, but rather it's the hisakvus, it's the spending time in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. It's just chazal mesakein, the bracha on the achila, because that's the ikar kviyus, the most choshev kviyus of a person inside the sukkah. This is the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. Do we make a bracha before the yeshiva besukkah, or do we make the bracha before the achila besukkah? How do we paskin lemaisa? It's a machlokas, the mechaber and the Rama, how to make kiddush on the first day of Yom Tov, the first night of Yom Tov. Right, this is in Simon Tov Reish Mem Gimel. The Harambam says the mechaber. The Rambam paskins like the Rambam. It's interesting. He doesn't say Mekadesh Me'umad, etc. Le Harambam, he says, according to the Rambam. Does he hold like him? He's not hold like him. But he picks on the Rambam. He seems to paskin like the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Ve'ei Noagin Kein, Ele Mekadeshin Me'ushav, V'chein Das Harosh. Says the Rambam, no, we don't paskin like the Rambam. We're Mekadesh V'yeshiva. Not just on a regular Shabbos, but even Sukkot, Mekadesh B'Yeshiva. You have to make Leishiv HaSukkah over Lasiyasa. It is over Lasiyasa, and it's over Lasiyasa of the Achila, says the Rosh. So the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, seemingly. I say seemingly because we'll have to see more in the Mechaber. But the seemingly the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and the Rambam paskins like the Rosh. If you examine the Rosh very carefully, you'll notice that the Rosh actually disagrees with the Rambam on 2 points. And I'd like to address with you these 2 points and to try to figure out how the Rambam is going to respond to the Rosh. First of all, The Rosh asks on the Rambam. He says that the Rambam is so troubled that the Birchas HaMitzvah has to be over Lasi Asan. And that's why the Rambam says you have to make a bracha of Leishiva Sukkah before the sitting. Then Be'emes, you should have to make a bracha before the Knesa. That's the Rosh's first kash on the Rambam. That if the Rambam is so concerned that the bracha has to be before the mitzvah, so then why does he pick on yeshiva? What, yeshiva is the ikar? Stam of the Knesa, once you enter into the Sukkah, you're also Mekayim a mitzvah. So you should have to make the bracha of Leishiva Sukkah before the Knesa. That's his first kash. And secondly, the Rosh says, why do I claim that you should make the bracha before the achila? So he says, because the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah hanimshecha, because there's a continuation to the mitzvah, it's better to make the bracha samuch to the ikar kviyas of a person in the sukkah. I claim that the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah avad is fulfilled not through the sitting, but rather through the dwelling in the sukkah, spending time in the sukkah. But says the Rosh, better to make the bracha close to the achila, right before the achila, because that's the ikar kviyas of a person in the sukkah. So it would seem as though the Rambam is arguing about these two points. Right? The Rambam is saying that you have to make the bracha before the yeshiva. So somehow the Rambam feels that the bracha should be made dafka over lasiyasa. Right? And the over lasiyasa is before the yeshiva, not the knisa. Right? The Rambam says, don't be masmechit, don't put the bracha right before the achila. Put it before the yeshiva. There's something going on over there between the Rambam and the Rosh. And secondly, the Rambam claims that to make the bracha over lasiyasa, it has to be over to the yeshiva. Over to the yeshiva, not the knisa. The Rambam says, not the knisa, but rather the yeshiva. That's point number one. That the Rambam picks on the yeshiva, not the knisa. We have to understand why. The Rosh's point is well taken. If the mitzvah is dira b'sukkah, living in the sukkah, then it should be before the knisa, because the knisa, the being in the sukkah even before yeshiva is part of the mitzvah too. And secondly, this idea that the Rosh says, better to be masmich the bracha to the achila. Right? Even though the Rosh admits that you're supposed to make a Birchas HaMitzvah dafka over Lasiyasa, but he says, in this case, better to put it closer to the Achila. And the Rambam says, no, better not to be put it closer to the Achila. The Rambam doesn't deny that the Achila is the Ikka Kfiyas of a person, yet he says, no, make the Bracha dafka before the Yeshiva, don't put it close to the Achila. What's going on between the Rambam and the Rosh about that point as well? Yes?
Is it possible they agree fundamentally that it's supposed to be Sam the Achila, but the Rambam holds that like the Suda really begins when you sit? Like that's the beginning of the meal?
Okay, let's see. Let's see what the Rambam holds. So let's first talk about the first issue. The Rosh is tying against the Rambam that if you're going to make the bracha before the mitzvah begins, then it shouldn't be before the yeshiva, but rather it should be before the knisa. What's the Rambam going to say to that? So the Beis Yosef and the Bach both claim that the Rambam argues fundamentally on the Rosh, and the Rambam claims that the mitzvah of sukkah is the sitting in the sukkah. It's not dwelling in the sukkah, it's sitting in the sukkah. The Rambam understands that Pasukos Teishu Shivas Yom means you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. The Kiyum Mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is in Yeshiva, not Dira. Yes, there's a concept, Teshu Kain Todura, I understand, but the Loshon of the Pasuk is not Pasukos Todura Shivasyon, it's Pasukos Teshu. So the Pasuk picks on the Loshon Yeshiva, claim the Beis Yosef in the Bach, the Rambam holds that the Mitzvah of Sukkah is not the Dira, the dwelling, his Akvus, but the sitting. Let's see the Loshon of the Beis Yosef. It's on page 1. He quotes the Rambam, and he says, "V'taimu mavur demashma lebirchas leishiv b'sukkah yeshiva mamish." Adkan, the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is yeshiva. Okay, levarich over lasiyasa hay mavarich aleh meuma kodem sheyeshiv. It's poshut. Pshat in the Rambam is poshut. The Rosh will have us believe that the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah is dwelling in this sukkah. The Beis Yosef says, not what the Rambam holds. The Rambam claims the mitzvah is yeshiva, so to make the bracha over lasiyasa, you make it dafka before the yeshiva. Not the knisa. The knisa is just a heksha. The knisa is a heksha for the yeshiva. The real mitzvah is the yeshiva. That's the Beis Yosef. And the Bach goes even further. The Bach says, look, the Rosh's raya that avada yeshiva is not significant is from what? The Rosh says, look, teida lecha. A person who eats in the sukkah standing up, is he not mekayim a mitzvah of the Rambam? So the Bach, yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. The mitzvah is yeshiva, sitting down. You eat standing up, you're not really mekayim a mitzvah. You're supposed to sit. Wo steht in Rambam that you're mekayim a mitzvah by eating in the sukkah while standing? Maybe the Rambam holds you're not mekayim a mitzvah. But you're not allowed to eat an achila b'kfiyas in the sukkah without a bracha. You're really not supposed to do that. So therefore, you're really supposed to sit down and eat while you're sitting so that you'll be able to make a bracha on the achila. But be'emes, if you were to eat an achila b'kfiyas while standing up, maybe you're takanat mekayim a mitzvah. It's inappropriate to do, so that's why you're supposed to sit down. But the Bach says, according to the Rambam, maybe the mitzvah is takas yeshiva, sitting in the sukkah. It's an incredible chiddush in Bach. This is on page 2. Mashakosha kevin she'aknisa hi mitzvah. This is the first thin line. Mashakosha kevin she'aknisa hi mitzvah below yeshiva lomi yavarach leishiv asukkah. Yeshlama de leishiv perusha lehisakev besukkah kachi dasa rosh basagosa. The gamza efshal yashiv v'loma disvile laharamim deina chanamid ba'ochel meumad einam avarach leishiv asukkah. Da'omid huveno yoshev. Maybe the Rambam holds that you don't make a leishiv asukkah if you're standing. The Rosh is so bent on the fact that the Rambam has to admit that you make a leishiv asukkah even if you're standing, because the key is spending time in the sukkah. Who says? Maybe the Rambam holds you have to sit. It's a circular thing. You can't eat a kvius in the sukkah without making a bracha, but you can't make a bracha without sitting, so that's why you're supposed to sit in order to eat. But technically speaking, the rabbi would say if you eat while standing, you don't make a bracha. And that's the fact. Because according to the rabbi, the mitzvah is fulfilled through yeshiva. Sitting. Yeshiva doesn't mean dira. Basukah's teshu doesn't mean taduru basukah. It means teshu basukah. Sit in the sukkah. So even if you spend time in the sukkah, but if you're doing it standing up, the Rambam would say that you're not makayim the mitzvah. You're not makayim the mitzvah. The real mitzvah is yeshiva. And that's why the Rambam says that you have to make the bracha dafka over the yeshiva before the sitting, because the sitting is the ikka kiyum mitzvah. Not the ikka kviyus. That's the kiyum mitzvah, is the yeshiva. That's the gzeras hakoso that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. This is how the Beis Yosef and the Bach answer the Rosh's kasha against the Rambam, but yeshiva and knisa. Again, the Rosh asks on the Rambam, avada, sitting is not the ikka. The ikka is spending time in the sukkah. So if the Rambam is so bent on making the bracha before you begin the mitzvah, and not being masmechit to the achila, which is the ikka kviyas, then he should have made the bracha before the knisa. So claim the Beis Yosef and the Bach, what are you talking about? The Rambam holds it's the knisa is not the mitzvah. The sitting is the mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says, dafki, you should make the bracha before the yeshiva, before the sitting. This is one answer. The Taz disagrees. Taz disagrees with the Beis Yosef and the Bach. He says, you don't have to come on to this big chiddush that the Rambam holds Basukas Teishu means that you should sit in the sukkah. He says, come on, that's very difficult. Basukas Teishu Shivas Yom means that there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Sit in the sukkah. Sit. The Torah is saying sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Something stop it. What, you sit for 7 days? You don't sit for 7 days. Do you sit in your house for 7 days? No, you do a lot of different things in your house. You sit and you stand and you walk around and you talk on the phone. That's not what the top pasuk is not saying, sit in the sukkah for 7 days. It means live in the sukkah for 7 days. It's so mistaber, says the Taz. Like the Rosh, Basukas Teishu doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah. It means tis akfu, toduru, stay in the sukkah. Teishu kain toduru. The Taz is really right. Teishu kein tadu certainly sounds like you're supposed to live in the sukkah. So teishu doesn't mean to sit, it means to live, to spend time. Just like you're dar in your bayis, you're supposed to be yoshev in your sukkah, you're supposed to be dar in your sukkah. It's much more mistaber to say that the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah really is the living in the sukkah, says the Taz. And it's really meduik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't say that you make a bracha leishiv asukah before the yeshiva. He says, kol zman shenichnas leishiva. He mentions knisa. What does he have to mention knisa for? Why even mention it? It's not kol zman shenichnas leishiva. Kol zman sheyoshev asukah. Who cares about the knisa? It's just a heksha mitzvah. Like what? Kol zman shebonas sukah v'yoshev asukah. Who cares about the binyan? The binyan is a heksha. The knisa is also a heksha. If the ikar is the yeshiva, why does the Rambam mention kol zman shenichnas leishiva? So Bam is not the Rambam's fault. He's picking up on the Lashon of the Gemara. Well, why does the Gemara mention it? Because the Knisa really is the Ikka. The Rosh is right. Teishu kein toduru. Yeshiva means to live in the sukkah. It doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah. And that's what the Rambam holds as well, says the Taz. I said the Rosh has a good point. So if the Rambam is so bent on making the Birchas HaMitzvah Dafka over Lasiyasa before the beginning of the mitzvah and not putting it next to the Achila, so why not make the Bracha before the Knisa? It says the Taz, I'll tell you why the Rambam holds you don't make it before the Knesset. Not because you're not Yotze the Mitzvah by simply entering the Sukkah. Avada you are. Avada you are. Because Teshu means Akova, his Akvus, remaining in the Sukkah, dwelling in the Sukkah. But the problem is that the Kvius is not Minkira, the Kvius is not recognizable until Yeshiva B'Sukkah. By just entering into the Sukkah, there's no Heker that you plan on dwelling in the Sukkah, spending time in the Sukkah. Because you could leave just as easily as you walked in. You're still standing. So maybe you're going to leave in another moment. So the Yeshiva B'Sukkah is not Nikeres. The Hisakfus is not Nikeres without a Yeshiva. That's why Chazal were not misaking the Barucha on the Knesset alone, but rather on the Yeshiva. What's the mitzvah, says the Taz? The mitzvah is not the sitting. The mitzvah is the dwelling in the Sukkah. But the Knesset itself doesn't show a Kvius HaNikeres. It's not recognizable that you're going to be spending time in the Sukkah. Once you sit down, then it is recognizable. So Chazal were misaking the Barucha over Lasiyasa, over to the Yeshiva, because that's the action, so to speak, that you do that demonstrates that your kvius, that makes the kvius recognizable, that it shows that you plan on spending time in the sukkah. But says the Taz, Avada, the Rambam would say that if you eat standing up, you make a leish of a sukkah on that too. Aye, but you're not sitting? No, because achila also is a heker that you plan on spending time in the sukkah. You know, we think, how's that a heker? People can start eating in the sukkah, then they'll walk out. No, people should not be walking from place to place when they're eating. You make a bracha in the sukkah, you should be staying where you right? There's a whole shailah, you have to make another bracha if you leave the sukkah. Right? The sukkah is your bias. If you make a shahakal inside your home, you make a shahakal on a coffee, and then you run out to the shir, you have to make another shahakal outside, because that's a shini makam. So it's mistaber. Once a person is eating, he makes a bracha, and he starts to eat, he's going to stay there a little bit. Right? He's going to tarry. He's going to be misakev in the sukkah. So just like the yeshiva creates a kvius hanikeres, achila also creates a kvius hanikeres. So the Rosh is raya against the Rambam is not a raya, says the Taz. The Rosh says, I'll prove to you that the knisa is the ikka, because even the Rambam would admit that if you're eating while standing up, you should have to make a bracha. So the Beis Yosef of the Bach say, no, the Rambam will argue and say, you don't have to make a bracha unless you're sitting down. The Taz responds and says, of course the Rambam would say that you have to make a bracha if you eat while standing up. But why? Because the achila makes it a kvius hanikeres, just like yeshiva does. The Rambam admits that the mitzvah is not the yeshiva, not the sitting, but rather the spending time, the dwelling in the sukkah. But he just claims that until you're going to do a maisa that makes it nikkur that you're having a kvius in the sukkah, then there's no chiyuv bracha. But achila is just as much a maisa that makes the kvius nikkur as the yeshiva. And the Rambam would say that avada, if you're going to eat while standing up, then you do have to make a bracha. Maybe you should be sitting down. But if you were to eat while standing up, you still will make a bracha before the eating, because the achila is also an action which makes the kviyus nikkur. So the Beis Yosef and the Bach on the one hand, the Taz on the other, have two different approaches to explain the Rambam. The Machlokas is, what does the Rambam hold? What is the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah? According to the Beis Yosef and the Bach, the Rambam holds it's the sitting. That's the Gzeras HaKosef. That's the Gzeras HaKosef. And that's why the Rambam says that dafki you should make the bracha of leishiva sukkah before the sitting. The knisa is just a heksha mitzvah. According to the Taz, the knisa is not a heksha mitzvah. The mitzvah is really dwelling in the sukkah, so you really mekayim the mitzvah after the knisa. But the Rambam says Chazal are not misaking the bracha before the yeshiva, because the yeshiva makes the kfius into a kfius hanikeres, where it's recognizable that you plan on staying. What's the nafkamina between the Beis Yosef Bach on the one hand, the Taz on the other? Let's say a person eats while standing up, according to the Rambam. According to the Beis Yosef and the Bach, he doesn't make a bracha because he still has not fulfilled the mitzvah, because until he sits down, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. According to the Taz, Avada, he's fulfilled the mitzvah. The only reason the Rambam says that you only make a bracha on the yeshiva is because the yeshiva makes the kfiyas nikkur. But achila also can make the kfiyas nikkur. It shows that you plan on spending time in the sukkah. So, says the Taz, the Rambam would admit that if you eat while standing up, then you have to make a bracha of leishiva sukkah, because achila is no different than yeshiva. Rabbi Shechter quotes from the Rav a beer in the Taz a little bit further. This is in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi in page Yud Dalet. He quotes from the Rav a very famous idea. Rav Shechter has this in many different quotes the Rav in many different contexts about this point, that the Rav was very fond of saying that there are often two different elements in a mitzvah. There's the Maitza mitzvah and there's the Kiyum mitzvah. The Rav developed this notion in the mitzvah of tshuva and tefillah that there's a concept called a kiyum b'leiv, that sometimes the kiyum mitzvah is really b'leiv, it's not even in the ma'isa. But generally speaking, you could talk about ma'isa mitzvah and kiyum mitzvah. Often it's one and the same. The ma'isa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah are really the same. You know, you shake a lulav, you pick up a lulav and esrog, right? So the ma'isa is the netilas lulav, and the kiyum mitzvah is through the netila. Kiddush. The ma'isa mitzvah is the bracha, and the kiyum mitzvah is by saying the bracha. Sometimes it's split. Sometimes there's a ma'isa mitzvah, sometimes there's a kiyum b'lev. The kiyum mitzvah can sometimes be different than the ma'isa mitzvah. But there are two elements, the Rav said. Birchas ha-mitzvah. Chazal ha-masakin, you have to make a bracha on a mitzvah. What do you make a bracha on? So the Rav developed the notion that he thinks that you make a bracha in most circumstances on the ma'isa mitzvah. If the kiyum mitzvah is different than the ma'isa mitzvah, then you make the bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah. L'mashal. Rav Shechta has this in a footnote. Reb Chaim in the stencils, the very first page of the Reb Chaim in the stencils, he quotes a Yerushalmi in Brochus. Yerushalmi says that someone who's koveh a mezuzah in his friend's house, he makes a bracha l'kvah a mezuzah. Even though the kiyum mitzvah is not the putting up of the mezuzah. What's the mitzvah of mezuzah? To live in a house that has a mezuzah. The putting up of the mezuzah is just a hechsher. That's not the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah is to live in the house with the mezuzah. So who's really mekayim this mitzvah? The friend. Not the one who's koveh the mezuzah. So why should the one who's koveh the mezuzah make the bracha? Reb Chaim wanted to say, from this you see that the bracha is given to the person who does the ma'isa mitzvah. Chazal connect the bracha to the ma'isa mitzvah. So the one who does the ma'isa mitzvah, he makes the bracha, not the person who's mekayim the mitzvah. That's an instance where the ma'isa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah are split. So that can show you what the bracha is instituted on. I'll give you an example where we have a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. Lishma kol shofar. Is there a ma'isa mitzvah there? It's a discussion. It's a discussion whether the tkiyah is actually a ma'isa mitzvah. Are there two elements to the mitzvah of shofar? There's the tkiyah and the shmiyah. There's a ma'isa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah. Or is the tkiyah just a hechsher mitzvah? The Rambam, we talked at great length, Shofar HaGozel, the Rambam in a tshuva writes beferish that the tekiyah is just a hechsher mitzvah. That the mitzvah of Shofar is fulfilled dafka through the shmiyah, the tekiyah is just a hechsher mitzvah. So how can you make a bracha lishma kol Shofar? I thought we just said you only make a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. The answer is, if there's no ma'isa mitzvah, so then Chazal, I'm a sakin a bracha on the tekiyah mitzvah. It's not like Chazal say you can only make a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. It depends what kind of mitzvah it is. If you don't have a ma'isa mitzvah, so then you'll make a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. But if you have both, then Chazal link the bracha to the ma'isa mitzvah. That's what they always do. Said the Rav, maybe that's the idea of the Taz. The Taz is explaining the Rambam that really you're making the mitzvah of sukkah with the knisa of sukkah. So why make a bracha on the yeshiva? So says the Taz, because the kviyus is not nikeres without a yeshiva. Without a yeshiva, without an achila, you got to do something to make it nikah. What does that mean? You got to do something to make it nikah. What kind of sisrei Torah is this? If you mekayim a mitzvah before, make the bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. Why do you need that it should be nikah? The answer is Chazal are always mesakin the bracha on something substantive, on a ma'isa mitzvah, some action that you're doing. So that's what the Taz means, perhaps, that when the kviyus is nikah, so then the mitzvah becomes more substantive. It's not just the kiyum mitzvah ba'alma. But rather there's a substantive ma'isa mitzvah that we can associate with the kiyum mitzvah. And Chazal prefer to be mesakin the bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah. That's why they say, even though you are mekayim a mitzvah with the knisa alone, wait for the birchas ha-mitzvah until the ma'isa that makes the mitzvah, that makes the kviyus nikah. That's a further elaboration to try to explain the Taz. Okay, questions? I saw hands up. Eitan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no bracha for shofar. Is
Lishmo
called shofar?
That's our nusach. It's a machlokas rishon. So, Rabbeinu Tam, I think, holds al tkiya shofar. It's quoted by the Rosh. Rabbeinu Tam definitely holds that there is a ma'isa mitzvah of tkiya shofar.
Right. So for the Rambam, you could also say we don't even say that tkiyum. Can we say that the shmiyah is the ma'isa mitzvah?
You're not doing anything active.
Like
you're doing something. It's a passive action.
Whatever, it's a passive.
Interesting.
There is.
Right. No, so that's why I think it's just more mistaba to say that shmiya is just a kiyum mitzvah. I think the Shagas Aryeh, one of the first, maybe Simon Vav somewhere, one of the first few Simanim, he talks about this. He wants to say, rather, that there are two elements in shofar. There are tzveidinim. It's both kiyah and shmiyah. That kiyah is not just a hechsher mitzvah. Even he says that shmiyah is not a ma'isa mitzvah. He just says that kiyah is part of the mitzvah. It's a ma'isa mitzvah. But the Rambam doesn't say like that. The Rambam is beferish in the tshuvah. That kiyah is only a hechsher mitzvah. The shmiyah is the whole mitzvah. To say that the Rambam holds that's a ma'isa, it's hard to believe. It's nothing substantive. So you're makayim the mitzvah with the shmiyah, but it's lechora the Rambam holds there is no ma'isa mitzvah in shofar. Yes.
We also say that the bracha before the tea, anyways, being in it's not on the bracha's not on the kiyah per se, but
making the bracha before the shmiyah. You can't make the bracha between the tkiyah and the shmiyah, because
exactly.
When you do the tkiyah, you have the shmiyah.
So even if the tkiyah is the ma'isa mitzvah, making it
No, what I'm trying to answer, I shouldn't have brought up the shofar because I just confused the situation. I'm trying to. This is a kasha that troubled me for a little while until I thought of this answer. I was troubled if the Rav is correct that you always make a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. So how do we explain shofar? Don't you see from shofar the Chazal are not medaktik to make a bracha only on a ma'isa mitzvah? You make a bracha on a kiyah mitzvah. So I thought the answer is, well, it depends. If you have a ma'isa mitzvah, Chazal prefer that the bracha is going to be on a ma'isa mitzvah. But if you only have a kiyah mitzvah, what are they supposed to do? Create a ma'isa mitzvah. It's not the nature of the mitzvah. There are many nafkemina to that shaila. If you say that the mitzvah is fulfilled only through shmiyah and the tkiyah is not an element of the mitzvah, so then there are certain issues that are impacted. Gozel is one of them. We talked about it. Mitzvah babavera, is it a chefzad avera or not a chefzad avera? Well, we're not going to get involved in this again, right? At least not now. Right, so there are, but that's only one example. There are many, many other things to talk about. It's a whole discussion unto itself. The Rambam clearly holds that shofar is only a kiyah mitzvah without a ma'isa, but I think it's not going against this idea, right? The idea of the Rav, the Chazal, Reb Chaim already said it that the Chazal linked the bracha to the ma'isa mitzvah. That might be correct, but that's only where you have both. If you only have a kiyah mitzvah, then Chazal would say make the bracha at least on the kiyah mitzvah and not on the ma'isa mitzvah. Okay, this is the first issue that the Rambam and the Rosh are disagreeing about. What is the mitzvah of sukkah? Is it living in the sukkah, or is it sitting in the sukkah? Right, someone asks you, what is basukkah's teisha shiras yom? Taichverte. Right, what's the translation of the words in the pasuk? Parshat Pshat in the pasuk. Does basukkah's teisha mean taduru, or does it mean to sit in the sukkah? The Rambam might hold, according to some, that it means to sit in the sukkah. It's not clear. It's machlokas within the Rambam. The Rosh says beferish that it means to live, to spend time in the sukkah. Okay, this is issue number one. But then there's the second point of the Rosh. And that is the Rosh says that since sukkah is a mitzvah hanimshaches, memela, better to make the bracha after the tchilas asiyas hamitzvah, because you're definitely beginning the mitzvah once you enter into the sukkah, but better to make the bracha after the beginning of the mitzvah in order to bring it closer to the ikar kviyas of a person, to the achil. That's what the Rosh holds. Now this is similar to the idea we saw in Tosis and Daf Lamed Tes, right? As we always say, all roads, at least in brachas of Sukkah and Lulav, all roads lead to Tosis. That's such an important Tosis because it touches on fundamental yesodos here. Tosis in the fourth day, there in the Tosis and Lamed Tes, trying to figure out when to make the bracha on the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Tosis says, even after you pick the Lulav and Esrog up, you can still make the bracha because you still have Nanuim coming. There's a hemshah to the mitzvah. So even though l'chatchila we try to make the bracha before the beginning of the mitzvah, but here it's like a b'di'eved, because we want to be holding the lulav and esrog in our hands just to make the bracha while the lulav and esrog are on the table. That's not a hidden mitzvah. That's not the right thing to do. And on the other hand, once we pick up the lulav and esrog, we've been mekayim the mitzvah. Mida'agvei nafar is what's a person to do? It says Taishas, here it's like a b'di'eved. A mitzvah hanimshech is b'di'eved. You can make the bracha achar asiyasa. So here l'chatchila we make the bracha la'achar asiyasa. Because it's over la'asiyah hashniyah, it's over to the hemshech, it's before the hemshech of the mitzvah, that's enough. Because again, Tosus looks at it as a b'di'evit situation, because our hands are tied. So in a similar way, the Rosh is saying, we want to be masmich the bracha, we want to put it closer to the ikar kviyos of a person, that's the achila. So you know, by doing so, we're going to actually make the bracha la'achar asiyah, so after the beginning of the mitzvah, because the beginning of the mitzvah is b'shas knisa, it's like a b'di'evit situation, because we want to put it closer to the achila, so that's why you make the bracha after the beginning of the mitzvah. The Rambam clearly seems to disagree with the Rosh, because because making the bracha, no matter how you understand the nature of the mitzvah, whether it's sitting or spending time in the sukkah, the fact is that if you're going to put the bracha closer to the achila, you're going to make it after the beginning of the mitzvah, according to anyone. So why does the Rambam say make the bracha dafka before the yeshiva? And don't put it closer to the achila. Stama, the Rambam admits that the ikar kfiyas of a person is the achila. So why does he say make the bracha before the beginning of the mitzvah? L'chora, the Rambam holds that even by a mitzvah hanimshaches, maybe b'di'evet, you can make the bracha la'achar asiyasa, la'achar tchilas asiyasa, but that's only b'di'evet. L'chatchili, you're supposed to make the bracha even by a mitzvah hanimshaches, dafka over la'asiyasa, before the beginning of the kiyam ha-mitzvah, before the beginning of the first ma'aseh mitzvah. And that, the Rambam is arguing about the Rosh about that point too. Right? First, the Rambam is arguing about when to make what's the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah, or I shouldn't say that. It's a question what the Rambam is holding. According to the Beis Yosef and the Bach, the Rambam is arguing about the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah. He holds it's yeshiva. The Taz says, no, the Rambam agrees fundamentally about the mitzvah, but he says that you don't make the bracha unless the kvius is actually nikar. That's one point. But aside from that, the Rambam is also disagreeing with the Rosh and saying that you dafka have to make the bracha before the yeshiva. Aye, but that's not the ikar kvius. The ikar kvius is the achila. The Rambam apparently holds that even by a mitzvah hanimsheches, l'chatchila, you have to make the bracha over l'asiyosa, before the beginning. Before the beginning of the mitzvah. And only b'di'evet can you make it afterwards. Even if you have a tzorech to make it afterwards. Like here, there is a tzorech. To put it closer to the ikar kviyas, l'chor, that is a tzorech. But the Rambam says it's not a big enough tzorech to say that it's a b'di'evet. It's still called a l'chatchila. And if it's called a lechatchila, then you have to make the bracha dafka over l'asiyasa, even by a mitzvah hanimsheches. And it's on that very point that the Rosh is disagreeing. A second machlokas the Rambam and the Rosh, that the Rosh is saying by a mitzvah hanimsheches, albeit lechatchila, you're supposed to make the bracha over l'asiyasa, but b'di'evet you can make it la'achar asiyasa, la'achar tchilas asiyasa. B'mokum tzorech, even lechatchila you can make it achar tchilas asiyasa, because that's like a b'di'evet. This seems to be another issue that the Rambam and the Rosh are disagreeing about. Moshe.
Even though there's no kviyas, that's nikaris until if he's sitting or eating, we still say the aschalas hamitzvah is when he enters into the sukkah. So shouldn't we say the Rambam shouldn't wait?
According to the Taz, that's true.
Right, so I'm saying within that Taz, then we would say the Rambam shouldn't even wait until that. I mean, he should be making the bracha even before the kviyasa.
No, but according to the Taz, if the kviyas is not nikar, the kviyas, you're saying, that's still only a tzorech, you're saying. It's still only a tzorech.
Yeah, in the beginning is the kviyas still, anyway.
Right, but achila is more than that. Because once you're yoshet, then the kviyas is nikar, so then that can be called a mitzvah. You see, the Rosh's taina is a vadiyum mekayim the mitzvah, and there is a kviyas with the yeshiva. But chazal u'mesake in the bracha only on the ikar kviyas. Why? Well, it's a tzorech. To be misak in the bracha on the ikar kviyas. The fact that the Rambam would say, you see, according to the Rav's interpretation of the Taz, the Rambam holds the reason why you only make a bracha before the yeshiva is because Chazal are misakin to make a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah. And knisa is not a ma'isa mitzvah. Aye, but knisa means walking in. Yeah, but that's not a ma'isa chashiv, just walking into the sukkah.
So wouldn't
be called a ma'isa mitzvah yet. You need a yeshiva to be called a ma'isa mitzvah. But the Rosh says, no, wait until the achila. Why wait until the achila? If you did a ma'isa mitzvah with the yeshiva. No, the Rosh says, it's tzorech to put the bracha next to the ikar kviyas. The Rambam says, no, the tzorech doesn't trump the idea that even by a mitzvah and a mshechet, you're supposed to make the bracha mitzvah, dafka over la'siyasa, before the beginning of the ma'isa mitzvah, the first ma'isa mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says you should dafka make it before the yeshiva, even though he admits that the ikar kviyas is taka b'achila.
So the
knisa
is not really the beginning of the mitzvah?
No, that's what they're... The knisa might be a kiyum mitzvah. I shouldn't say it's not the beginning of the mitzvah. Knisa is the beginning of the mitzvah, but it's not a ma'isa mitzvah. Because it's not a ma'isa mitzvah choshev by any stretch of the imagination. You're just changing location, but you're not doing a ma'isa that demonstrates the kviyas, so therefore that's not called a ma'isa mitzvah. Yes?
So is knisa only the beginning of the mitzvah if you make it... Keva, I mean, if you make your yeshiva keva, then that became a mitzvah. But if you and didn't end up making it, I mean, because it has to be dependent on the kviyas, or else
right.
You could just walk in and walk out, and that would happen.
Right. The knesset is not called the ma'isa chashev of yeshiva b'sukkah, because that's what we don't make a bracha.
The mitzvah doesn't start yet. The mitzvah didn't.
The mitzvah
start
has started, but it's
only if you. But only
you've had a key. You've had a kiyum mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah. that a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah.
But if you left before doing it, then is there still a kiyum mitzvah? If you left before making
kohen? Probably it's not. It's only if it turns into a hisakvas, then lemafreya,
yes,
turns
you
out
haven't
that
haven't done anything yet until you sit down. That's why
interesting.
You make the bracha. Make the bracha after you walk in.
I hear. It's interesting. Right. Once you sit down, it turns out that the knesa really is part of your mitzvah, but it still never had it. But you never maisa mitzvah then anyway, so that's why you're not going to make a bracha. What's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush? Sign.
Different question. If the Rambam thinks that the hakila, you can't make a bracha into the mitzvah,
even by a mitzvah and mishachas, as the Rambam says, the hakila, you have to make it before the tchilas, the
so
tchilas hasiyas.
So why is he allowed by the to make the bracha while you're holding
the Ram, Noam Skidelsky happened to have pointed out that the Rambam holds you make the bracha on the lulav and esrog before you pick them up. Bit chidsh in the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchas Lulav, I think Perek Zayin Alocha Vav maybe. Rambam says that it's a chidsh because it's against all the days in Tosfos because we thought that you have to be holding something. The Rambam says no. Make the bracha before you actually pick the lulav and esrog up. That might answer your kasha. So what's the machlokas of the Rambam and the Rosh, whether you should delay the bracha until the achila, because that's the ikka kriyas? They seem to argue by a mitzvah hanimshachas, if you have it sorech, can you make the bracha la'achar tchilas asiyas ha-mitzvah or not? That's the machlokas. This is pointed out by the Bach. The Bach asks on the Rosh. Bach says, what's the Rosh asking? What's the Rosh having trouble with the Rambam? I'll tell you what the Pshat is. He says, V'nira ba'inai divrei ha-Rambam ikar. I think the Rambam is right. V'l'das ha-Rosh, kasha avavish ha-mitzvah sukha nimshachas kol zmanu ha-achila. Mikol makom ikar ha-mitzvah levarech alea kodem ha-aschola. Samach la-aschola ha-mitzvah im efshar. The Bach says, come on, by a mitzvah nimshachas, you're still supposed to make it before the ha-aschola ha-mitzvah. So the Rambam is right. I don't care that the ikar kviyas is the achila. Make it before the yeshiva. That's the first Maisa Mitzvah. Even though it's a Mitzvah Nimshachas. So what? By Mitzvah Nimshachas as well, you're supposed to make it the Chachila before the Tchilas HaSiyas HaMitzvah. That's the Bach's time on the Rush. He says, I think the Rambam is correct. So what's the answer for the Rush? Why does he say that you can forego making the Bracha before the Tchilas HaSiyas HaMitzvah? So I think perhaps the answer is that the Rambam and the Rush have a fundamental machlokes about what Birchas HaMitzvah is coming to accomplish. Rav Shechter in the Eretz HaTzvi, at the beginning of Simen Gimel, he quotes from the Rav a fundamental yesod about Birchas HaMitzvah, according to the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? What's the purpose of Birchas HaMitzvah? The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, has a fascinating statement. Rambam writes, here in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, he talks about the different types of brachos. There are Birchas HaNenin, there are Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaShevach, different things, different brachas. Says the Rambam in Halacha Gimel Perak Aleph, Ukshem Shemavarchen al Hahanoya, Kach Mavarchen al Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah Achakach Yasa Osa. Says the Rambam that just like you make Birchas Hanen, and so too you make a Birchas HaMitzvah. You make a bracha Birchas Hanen before eating, Hamotzi, Ha'etz, etc., Shahakol, you make a Birchas HaMitzvah as well. At first glance, what's the tzushta? What's the connection? You want to tell me about different brachas, there should be different halachas. Talk about Birchas HaNenin, talk about Birchas HaMitzvah, but what's this idea? Kishayim. The word kishayim seems to link the two. That Birchas HaMitzvah is like Birchas HaNenin. How is it like Birchas HaNenin? It has nothing to do with Birchas HaNenin. Birchas HaNenin means you need a matir, you need something to permit you to be nenem min ha'olam hazeh, right? The Gemara in Brachas HaNaf Lamehe says, also lehonas min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Kol ha'nene ki'ilu mal behektish. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to make a bracha to be matir, to be notal rishus, to be nene from the world. But to do a mitzvah, what does that have to do with anything? That has to do with Birchas HaNenin. To said the Rav, apparently the Rambam understands that Birchas HaNenin is like the netilas rishus to do a mitzvah. It's a schus to do a mitzvah. It's not posher that we have the right to do a mitzvah. So just like we have to ask rishus in order to be nene from Olam Hazeh, we have to ask rishus to be able to do a mitzvah. It's a schus. It's a right. It's a schus to be able to do a mitzvah, so we have to be notal rishus. It's like a matir, said the Rav. Birchas HaMitzvah is like a matir to do a mitzvah, just like it's a matir for the hano'ah. That's one way to look at Birchas HaMitzvah, that it's a matir to do the mitzvah. It's like a netilas rishus to do the mitzvah. The Orzeruah in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem has a different approach. He suggests, you know what the purpose of Birchas HaMitzvahs is? Let's see the Lashon of the Arzeruah. The Arzeruah, in page 4, is trying to explain why we find Berachos for certain mitzvahs and not for others. B'zeha klal shani omer Berachos kol mitzvah sheyesh itim le'mitzvahs agon tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, mezuzah, mila, kriyashma, etc. The Arzeruah says there are many mitzvahs that we have specific times for the mitzvah. You can't do them every time. There are certain times, tzitzis, do it by yom, but not by laila, tefillin as well, sukkah, 7 days a year. Right? Mezuzah, if you own a bias, but not if you don't own a bias. Mila, once in a lifetime. There are certain mitzvahs that have times. Megillah, Halel, Ner Chanukah, all these mitzvahs that have specific times. So says the Or Zeruah, V'chol ki yotzu behem, skipping to the fourth line, Shiyesh zman shechaya behem upam sheinu chaya behem, Hilgok shemagiyah zman chiyum, Tzarech levorech al asiyosam, Machmas chibuv. Why are you making Birchas HaMitzvah? To show Chibuv HaMitzvah. Asher Kedushonam, Mitzosu, Vitzivanu, Lizate B'Tzitzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to do a mitzvah of Tzitzis. Lohaniach Tfilin, Al Mikra Megillah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to do mitzvahs. It's not a matir. It's a demonstration of Chibuv HaMitzvah, of a love for the mitzvah. Says the Arzeruah, that's why for mitzvahs that are not dependent on time, like Emunah B'Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and Avas Hashem, and Bikur Cholim, and Tanchumi Aveilim, and Stoka, there's no bracha for that. Because since they're not dependent on time, there isn't the same chibuv. You might love the mitzvah, but this idea of a chibuv that you have an opportunity that you didn't have yesterday, that chibuv ha-mitzvah only exists by mitzvahs that are a function of time. There isn't the same kind of chibuv when you do tzedakah, giving us chasad, because it's not dependent on time, it's dependent on context, but not dependent on time, so if you don't have the same kind of chibuv mitzvah. We see machlokas between the Arzeruah and the Rambam, what's the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah? Is the purpose of Birchas HaMitzvah chibuv HaMitzvah, to demonstrate chibuv HaMitzvah, or is it a matir, to enable us, to allow us, to be notal reshus, to be able to do mitzvahs? What's a nafkamina? So the famous nafkamina between the Rambam and the Arzeruah is, let's say b'di'evit, you didn't make a Birchas HaMitzvah before the mitzvah. Can you still make the Birchas HaMitzvah afterwards? I'm not talking about a mitzvah ha-nimsheches. I'm talking about a mitzvah that's not nimsheches. Not nimsheches. Take the mitzvah of Shechita, for example. It's a shayla if it's a mitzvah, but okay. But let's assume it's a mitzvah. So we know we make a bracha on Shechita. Shekher shalom esos v'tzivanu al ha-shechita. Let's say the shochet forgot to make a bracha. He shechted it without making the bracha. Can you make the bracha la'achar asiyasa? So the Rambam writes beferish that you can't. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav. I gave you Halacha Hey. It's also an important Halacha. That's not what I wanted you to say. In Halacha Vav, after the Rambam talks about mitzvah hanimsheches in Halacha Hey, and he says that you can still make the bracha la'achar asiyas by mitzvah nemshechas, then he says, avalim shachad below bracha, eino chozer achar hashchitu mevarech, asher gesharim esvosa v'tzivanu al hashchitu. You don't make the bracha la'achar asiyas, because it's not a mitzvah nemshechas. Right, I'm setting up a contrast between halacha hey and halacha vav. By mitzvah nemshechas, but you can make it la'achar asiyas, but by mitzvah shen nemshechas, you can't, says the Rambam. Can't! Once you do the mitzvah, forget about it, it's over. That's it. Can't make the bracha. The Arzeruah argues. The Hagos Ashri, in the first paragraph of Chulin, where it talks about Shechita, quotes the Arzeruah. So I gave it to you from the Bar Ilan. The Arzeruah and Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Samach Zayin. There on page 4, he says, Ashochet Tzarech Luvarech Baruch Hashem Kedushanam Esosu Vitzivanu Ala Shechita. Yerushalmi, Ashochet Tzarech Luvarech, Ve'achag Ashochet. When do you make a bracha ala shechita? Rabbi Yochanan Omar over lasiyasa. Rabbi Yossi bar Nehoroi Omar mishayishchot. Rabbi Yossi bar Nehoroi says dafka after you do the shechita. Why? Lama shema tisnabu b'shechitasa. Maybe it'll be an avela. It's a bracha l'atola then. But says the Arzeruah halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan lahakdim bracha ala shechita. You make the bracha on the shechita before. Miu says the Arzeruah im lo birech kodim shechita yotzi lechavasa. If you didn't make the bracha before the shechita, you can be yotzei dechavasa. What does that mean, yotzei dechavasa? You're yotzei the mitzvah shechita? No, you can make the bracha afterwards. Shekol mitzvah shlo birech over la'asiyosan, mevorech la'achar asiyosan, kidid hirashti bivrachas. Says the Arzeruah, b'di'eved, even by a mitzvah she'eina nimshaches, there's no continuity, It's a mitzvah that's one point in time, the ma'aseh mitzvah, that's it. La'achar asiyasa. Right? You can still make the bracha b'di'evit. L'chatchila, you make it over la'asiyasa b'di'evit. If you didn't make it over la'asiyasa, you could still make it la'achar asiyasa. Nachlog is the Rambam and the Yozeru, whether b'di'evit, you can make a birchas ha-mitzvah la'achar asiyasa. What's the machlokas? So someone to suggest, the Rav in his Shiur Min Hachashchita and others wanted to suggest that maybe they argue with Shitasam. The Rambam holds that birchas ha-mitzvah is a matir, netilas rishos, to enable a person to be able to do the mitzvah. You can't have a matir after you did it already, right? You're going to borrow the car, and then you come home, and you ask your parent, could I borrow the car? Parent says, you already borrowed the car. Like, you're not... How can you ask permission to borrow the car after you've done it already? Right? You borrow someone's sefer, and then you put it back and you say, by the way, could I borrow the sefer? You did it already. You can't be notel rishus after it's done. So if birchas hamitzvah is a netilas rishus, you can't be notel rishus after you did the mitzvah. L'chatchila, you're supposed to make the bracha beforehand, but if you did it already, it's fafalin, it's lost. You can't make the bracha afterwards. That's the Rambam. The Arzarur, the Shita also says that birchas hamitzvah is to show chibuv hamitzvah, to show a love for the mitzvah. The chatchili is supposed to show chibuv before you get started. But says the Arzarua, b'di'evit, if you didn't show the chibuv, you didn't show the love for the mitzvah before you got started, you can still show love afterwards. You can express the love. Tell HaKadosh Baruch how much you're happy that you have the mitzvah, even l'achar asiyasa. The chatchili, you should do it before, but b'di'evit, if it's only to show chibuv ha-mitzvah, you can do it even afterwards. So that could be the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Arzarua, what the nature of birchas ha-mitzvah is, Nafkamina, whether you can do it b'di'evit. So I think, okay, before we close the circle, let's take a question.
Can we pass like the Rambam in terms of brachos in general? So you can't make it after?
So I think, I think in general, I think we do pass, and I forget how the Ramah. Look in Yoredei and Simin Yud Tes. That's where Birchas HaShechita comes up. Trying to remember if the Ramah quotes the Arzarua. I think the minig is not like the Arzarua. The minig is like the Rambam, that you would not make a bracha la'achar asiyas if you forget. But how does that relate to us, Josh?
What we say that, I don't know if it's the Rambam, I think it's the Rambam, that a bracha, birchas, you say shame, birchas and then, birchas and mitzvah, don't we say birchas and then, be a mitzvah derabaran?
Birchas and mitzvah is also only a mitzvah derabaran.
I know what I'm saying. Whether it's a mitzvah derabaran or nitilas rishos. Like an onion, for example, or can you make it on a
dover? Okay, you're talking about something else, but even you're saying if it's a matir, so then it's more to remove an iser as opposed to a mitzvah.
There's a Rambam right to bring us an end.
Okay, but why can't the Rambam still hold because a mitzvah is a matir? You're saying an onen doesn't make birchas hamitzvahs. You're saying according to the Rambam, right, it could be both. It could be that the Rambam holds there is a mitzvah, but maybe the mitzvah is generated by the iser. The fact that you have to be matir, the making of the bracha, so then maybe it's treated, the question is which flows from which. That's a sugya as well. Right? The question is which is it really both? Is it one? Is it the other? That's a good question. Yeah, we'll have to think about that. Yes?
If we translate this to the Machlokas Rosh Rambam...
Oh, go ahead. You want to translate?
If you say that the Rosh is holding the Azarua and the Rambam is staying with the Rambam, then isn't it still be the Evita?
No, I think the Rosh holds like the Azarua. The Rosh claims that the purpose of the Barucha is Chibuv HaMitzvah. So because it's Chibuv HaMitzvah, the Rosh says whenever you have a Tzorech, then even Lechatchila... If you have a tzorech by a mitzvah hanimsheches, then even lechatchila you can make the bracha after the tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. Again, we're trying to figure out what is the rush hole by mitzvah hanimsheches with the tzorech. You want to put the bracha close to the achila, then you can make the bracha even laachar tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. What kind of a strange notion is that? So the answer is, if the rush holds like the Or Zeruah, if he claims that the purpose of birchas hamitzvah is for chibuv hamitzvah, so be it. Even the Arzarua holds lechatchila he's supposed to make the bracha over l'asiyasa. It's only b'di'evit that he says you can make it l'achar asiyasa. But you can understand how the Rosh would be willing to concede that by a mitzvah reshaches with b'di'evit you could make it l'achar asiyasa. But makom tzorech even lechatchila you could make it l'achar tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's impossible to say like that, because the Rambam holds that Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir. So Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir, you must make the bracha beforehand. So albeit the Rambam holds by a mitzvah HaNemshechas, you can make it even achar asiyasa, but that's because it's still over to the next asiyah, it's still before the next asiyah. But the Rambam would say the reason why you shouldn't make the bracha lechatchila la'achar asiyasa is because you will have lost the bracha on the tchilas asiyah. According to the Yorzer and the Rosh, you have not lost the bracha on the tchilas asiyah because you can say a bracha on chibuv ha-mitzvah even la'achar asiyasa. It's just lechatchila is better to do it before, but you haven't lost the opportunity. According to the Rambam, you have to make the bracha lechatchila over la'asiyasa, because if you don't make it over la'asiyasa, you've lost the opportunity of making the bracha on the first asiyah. So that's what the Rambam says, even by mitzvah nemshaches, you have to make the bracha over la'asiyasa, dafka over la'asiyasa. The Rosh says, no, I have a tzorech to make it la'achar asiyasa, la'achar tchilas asiyasa, to be masmechet to the achila, because he said birchas ha-mitzvah is all about chibuv ha-mitzvah. So, albeit l'chatchil, even by mitzvah nemshaches, the Rosh admits that you should make a bracha machmas chibuv ha-mitzvah beforehand, but if you have a tzorech, then you can still make the bracha afterwards, because he holds that the chibuv ha-mitzvah can be expressed afterwards. It's just lechatchila, we don't express it afterwards. But here that there's a tzorech, then better to express it after tchilas asiyas ha-mitzvah in order to be masmechit, in order to connect it to the achila, which is the ikar kviyas of a person in the sukkah.